Leadership Readiness for Coaching Assessment. I'm Chris Poyser, Executive and Leadership Coach at Cardinal Point Leadership. Before you begin a transformative leadership journey, it's important to pause and really assess your readiness for this commitment. This is more than just a checklist. It's a chance to reflect deeply on where you are right now and how ready you are to grow. I love the old proverb, "The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now." That's the mindset I want you to bring. The perfect moment for growth may never show up, but your journey to becoming a better leader? That starts the moment you decide you're ready. The Cardinal Point Approach. Relationships that make results. At Cardinal Point, I believe lasting results come from strong, trusting relationships. My coaching isn't about quick fixes or one-size-fits-all advice. It's about building a genuine partnership so you can foster real, sustainable growth in yourself and your team. My ethical promise, as your executive coach, let me make something crystal clear. I am not a business coach, and I am not a sales coach. I'm an executive coach, and that's a very different approach. I care about you, all of you, holistically. I don't just focus on performance metrics or bottom lines. It's a long journey, not some repackaged, hashtag, shoot-from-the-hip jargon. What I do is about deep, internal, and surface change. And that only happens through a real deep dive into helping you grow, not just as a leader, but as a whole person. And here's something else you rarely hear in the world of coaching. Most business coaches and sales gurus, from the Dale Carnegies of the world to one, other leadership helpers, will never tell you if you're not ready to dive in. They're like chiropractors. No matter what, they'll find something and never turn you away. I'm not about that. Ask my former clients or my current ones. If you're not ready, or if I sense you're not ready, we step back, we pause, and we come back around when the timing's truly right. If I don't stay true to that promise, it always shows up somewhere in the coaching journey. We get stalled, derailed, stuck, because we didn't take the proper intentional time up front to see if you're really ready. Before you begin, let's connect. Before jumping into your coaching journey, I strongly recommend we start with a real conversation. Just you and me. Why? Because building trust and rapport is crucial. We'll talk about whether coaching is the right fit, set clear expectations, and I'll work with you to tailor the process to your unique goals and needs. Assessment statements. Here are some things I want you to consider. For each one, think honestly about where you land. From strongly disagree to strongly agree. Am I willing to honestly examine my leadership style and the impact I have? Can I acknowledge both my strengths and my areas for improvement? Am I open to exploring how my past experiences shape the way I lead today? Am I prepared to be vulnerable and face uncomfortable truths about my leadership? Do I understand my leadership potential and how it connects with my values and purpose? Can I clearly articulate the gap between who I am now and the leader I want to become? Am I aware of psychological barriers, like fear of failure or self-doubt, that could hold me back? Am I truly committed to overcoming those barriers for my long-term vision? Do I actively reflect on my behaviors and my communication to keep growing? Do I trust the coaching process and feel ready to explore my blind spots? Now, after going down that 10-item list, which one really spoke to you? Loud and clear. Did you feel it in the tension, in your body, your gut? Or maybe you even smiled a little, knowing that this, heck, this might be the number one reason why I can help you. If none of these spoke to you, then either you really need coaching, or you are perfect. That's tongue-in-cheek, by the way. Ha, ha. Qualitative reflection. Take a moment to reflect on these questions. What's your primary motivation for starting this leadership journey? What specific areas of your leadership do you want to improve? What challenges or obstacles do you see on the road ahead? How will you make the time and space for this commitment? What support systems do you have in place to help you? Why readiness matters? Being ready for coaching is a lot like preparing the soil before you plant a seed. Your mindset has to be open and receptive. because that's what allows real change to take root. Readiness will give you a greater return on your investment in coaching. It acts as a catalyst for growth. It builds your resilience for the inevitable challenges. And embracing authenticity and vulnerability, that's where meaningful change begins. When you're ready, momentum and consistency come naturally. And your growth as a leader, that creates a ripple effect, influencing your team and your organization. Summary: psychological readiness and life space. Readiness isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about being open, willing, and committed to the journey. Psychological readiness means you're willing to self-reflect, be vulnerable, and truly commit to long-term change. Life space means you're making the time, creating the right mindset, and ensuring you've got the support you need. Next steps: reflect honestly on your answers. Consider where you might be holding back and where you want to grow. Be open and real in our coaching conversations. Remember, there's no perfect time to start. What matters is your willingness and your commitment to growth. Closing thought: by taking this approach, you're already demonstrating one of the most important qualities of a great leader: the ability to reflect, assess, and take intentional action toward becoming your best self. I'm Chris Poyser with Cardinal Point Leadership. Let's get ready together.